last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haidar. Here in the studio today, we have with us Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
A great pleasure to have you, alhamdulillah. So we've been talking about all sorts of things. We've been talking about the fitna, what the fitna is. We've been talking about the last age. Last time we talked about the certain signs and how you can't assume that the zuhur of Imam al-Hujjah is going to happen before these five signs take place. Today we're going to be talking about more things which fall under the umbrella of Mahdawiya, inshallah.
So from today's session, inshallah, we'll go to the main topic of the fitnas in Akhir al-Zaman, the trials and tribulations which happen in the end times. And by end times here, we mean the time before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and may Allah hasten his reappearance. And as I mentioned before, the purpose of this topic is that we need to know about these fitnas, as mentioned by the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, to have, proper reaction to them. So it doesn't mean that as soon as we see one of these fitnas, it is the sign of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. Although we all pray for the hastening of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam. One narration, as mentioned in Nahj al-Sa'adah, volume 3, page 437, Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about some of these fitnas before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that end of times is the time when the people of the world are honored, when the scholars and the reciters of the Quran, they are taken lightly by the people. People do not pay attention to the scholars and the reciters of the Quran. When people trade through usury, when people eat the properties of the orphans, when the mosques are abandoned by the people, no one go to the mosques. The youth will honor their friends, but they will oppress their father. When the people can't cut their relations with their family members and kings and folks, when people betray the trust of other people, when foolish people are, governing over the people, and when some people take the religion as a means for gaining wealth and sustenance. So these are some of the fitnas in Akhir al-Zaman as mentioned by Imam Ali alayhi salam. So now I come back to that point. Some people might say that, okay, today we see that usury is there and the people of the world are honored and some of the mosques are abandoned by the people. So it means that next week Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come. This is the point that I wanted again to mention, that this is not a true understanding of these narrations. These are the fitnas in Akhir al-Zaman, and Akhir al-Zaman refers to the time before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, but it could be 1 week, it could be one century, or even more than that. So the point is that we need to know about all these fitnas and to have a proper reaction toward them. But whether they are referring to the fact that the reappearance of Imam Mahdi is very close or not, they are silent about that. For the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we need to see those five certain signs. In another narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said to some of his companions that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will not come to you, will not reappear, except after the disappointment of the people, meaning that maybe the majority of the people would be disappointed, even
despairing.
What is the reason? Imam says that I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will not see that day except that the good people are distinguished and recognized from the bad people. And I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will not see that day unless and except that you will be tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the good people are recognize and distinguish. As I mentioned, this is one of the philosophies of divine tests and tribulations. This is Al-Kafi, volume 1, page 370. So this is one narration or two narrations about the fact that there are fitnas before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And from now on, we will discuss these fitnas one by one, inshallah.
Inshallah. Let me stop you right there, doctor. With your permission, we'd like to go to a short break.
على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين.
And we wanted to confer favor upon those who were oppressed in the land, and make them leaders, and make them inheritors.
One of the things I'm most fascinated about, and actually really intrigued by, and want to know more about, especially from the Shi'i perspective, because I've heard a lot about this from the Sunni perspective, but I want to know what the school of Ahlul Bayt actually teaches us about it. And that subject is the subject of the Dajjal. What is the Dajjal? And since we're talking about fitnas and Akhir al-Zaman, we've heard so much about the fitna of the Dajjal. So what is it? How does it take shape? Is it a man? Is it a system? What is this?
So I think you refer to one of the points about Dajjal, that whether he's a man, a person, or another creature, or a kind of system or plan. It's a matter of, discussion among the Shia scholars. According to some narrations, Dajjal is one of the signs of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, but not among the certain signs. About those non-certain signs of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he will come and he will deceive some of the people. He calls the people toward himself to deceive them. And then, according to some narration, he will be killed by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Now, the first point is that the concept of Dajjal has been mainly mentioned in Sunni collections of hadith. And, the narrations of our Sunni brothers about Dajjal are by far more than the narrations in Shia sources. And according to some narrations in Sunni sources, they call the so-called uprising of Dajjal as one of the signs even for the Day of Judgment, for Akhir al-Zaman. What is mentioned in the narration, in Shia narration, is that they just refer to the fact that Dajjal will be killed by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, or by Jesus, Prophet Isa alayhi salam. But those narrations which specifically talk about his face, for example, having, according to some narrations, three eyes, or some other features in their bodies, they are mainly mentioned in the Sunni sources and not in the Shia sources. What is sure about the fitna of Dajjal is that, according to Shia narrations, he will come before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, or at the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, to deceive some people, and then he will be killed by Imam Mahdi Jesus alayhi salam. In the Sunni sources, it's been mentioned that, for example, he claims to be God. They refer to some of the physical features of him, for example, like kind of blood in one of his eyes, the fact that he's very skillful in sorcery, and there is a kind of black mountain in front of him, but people see that as a kind of bread, and so on and so forth. So these are mainly mentioned in Sunni sources.
Right, yeah. These are the ones that most people are actually more familiar with, because there's so many videos available online about these subjects.
Yeah. So we do not believe in them because, they are not mainly mentioned in authentic Shia narrations and authentic Shia sources.
Mm-hmm.
So what is mentioned in Shia narrations is only the fact that Dajjal is the cause for deceiving some people at the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, then he will be killed by Imam Mahdi or Jesus, Prophet Isa alayhi salam.
But he'll be killed meaning that he's a living thing, he's a human then.
This is one understanding, and many scholars believe in Dajjal to be a person. And there is one specific narration from Imam Ali alayhi salam. Let me refer to that narration. One day Imam Ali alayhi salam told the people that, ask me whatever you like, because there is a lot of knowledge in my chest. And I've been informed, I've been taught by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. Then one of his companions, Sa'sa'at ibn Sawham, asked him that, when Dajjal will come, and he asked Imam Ali alayhi salam about the time of Dajjal and the features of this certain person.
That's absolutely fascinating. Dr. Karimi, if you don't mind, if we could just go for a quick break and then we'll come back, inshallah.
The Last Savior. We're
waiting for you to die by your side.
I know he's one of the Ahlul Bayt and the last one. And he's going to change the world.
Welcome back to the studio. We've been discussing about the subject of the Dajjal.
Imam Ali salam told him that Dajjal will come at a time when people do not pay attention to prayer, when they consider lying as permitted. The time when people, they are interested in usury and in bribery, when the people are after their lusts, when they sell their religion for the world, when they consider oppressing as a kind of honor, the day when the scholars are wicked people, the day when the rate of divorce is, very big and very high, when the people just decorate the mosques, but they abandon the mosques, when people publicly drink and commit adultery, and so on and so forth. Imam Ali salam refers to some of the events which will take place before the coming of Dajjal. Now, then Asbagh ibn Nubata asked Imam Ali salam that who is Dajjal? According to this narration, which is believed by some of the Shia scholars who believe in Dajjal being a person, Imam Ali salam said that Dajjal is another name of a person whose name, according to this narration, is Sayfi bin A'id or Sa'id bin Said. Wicked is the one who believes in Dajjal and confirms him, and the happy is the one who rejects him. And then Imam Ali salam refers to how he will be killed. Now, some Shia scholars believe, consider this narration and the similar ones as authentic, and that is why they believe that Dajjal is a person and we will see him. Those people who are alive at that time, they see a person whose name is Dajjal, and then he will be killed. We have some few Shia scholars who believe that when we consider the authentic Shia narrations, we come to this understanding that Dajjal may not be a person, a human being, but maybe he's a symbol for a system, for a movement, which is after misguiding the people when it comes to, religious and spiritual issues, or even, economic issues, and so on and so forth. For example, among the great Shia scholars, we can refer to the great Shia scholar who was martyred some decades before, Sayyid Muhammad Assad. He believes that Dajjal is the symbolic name for a movement which tries to deceive the people.
Subhanallah.
According Ayatollah Makarem Shirazi, one of the contemporary Shia scholars, he also believes that Dajjal is not the name for one person, rather it is the title that can be applied to different people. And that is why we see that some people consider some of the new phenomena in technology as the examples of Dajjal, because they are going to misguide the people.
An absolutely fascinating discussion, and I want to talk more about this, but unfortunately for now we've run out of time. Dear listeners, we hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from the discussion today. We've been talking about the Dajjal and how there is a difference of opinion about whether the Dajjal is a physical human being or whether he is a system or whether he is multiple human beings. Inshallah, we're going to continue this discussion in the next episode. Stay tuned. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.